The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Jackie Ray was raised in Athens, Georgia. Her daddy coached at Georgia Tech. And though she's part of the ensemble cast for Wicked at the Fox Theater, she didn't start out as a dancer. She actually started out in Taekwondo. She comes from a military family. She's a faithful lady, and she calls herself the backup quarterback for the cast of Wicked. Jackie Ray, welcome home and welcome to Braves Country. This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Look here, Jackie Ray, part of the cast of Wicked with a 706 area code. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm born and raised in Northwest Georgia, and I kept my 706 number. So when I saw it, I was like, all right, now I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to my people.
Isn't it so funny and comfortable when you see your area code?
Yes.
You're like, oh, I'm fine. We're doing okay. It's the little things, right?
It is. Absolutely right. I've become such a fan of musicals and Broadway because of my wife, Laura. It was always something that she was really into. And to be honest, I never paid attention. I'm just like a lot of dudes, I guess. And
you're good.
And then we started going, and I started taking her. We've been married 22 years now. I started taking her because she goes to so many ball games. Our son, Jacob, is just turned 19. He's going to play baseball at the College of Charleston. So she's always at ball games. That's all she's ever done for 19 years is go to ball games. So over that time, I tried to always find something that I knew she liked. Newsies, the musical, came to the Fox years ago, and we went and saw Moulin Rouge. You get my point. I just tried to find something to take her to so she wasn't at a ball. And then I fell in love with them too. And I was talking to the folks over at Brave PR, Brianna, and she brought you up because that you're from the area and are a Braves fan. And did you have a dad that coached at Georgia Tech or something?
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
Yeah.
So, which is super cool. So we have a cool connection, and it kind of breaks up our boys club a little bit.
No, I appreciate it. You know, the arts aren't for everyone, but I do think they actually are for everyone.
I do too.
We need to expose people to them.
I do too. That's the thing. I think so many, especially men, especially guys, we are so dismissive oftentimes of anything that we perceive as not cool enough. Most guys miss the boat on the arts. I was late to the party, but I at least recognize it now. And we went and saw Wicked, and it was fantastic. I loved it way more. I didn't even know what to expect. I kind of loosely knew what the story was. So my wife, Laura, fills me in, and we went, and it was spectacular.
Oh, good. Did you come this time when we were here?
Yes, we just a couple weeks ago.
Yay, I'm so excited to hear that. It's just big. It's a spectacle. It's always going to, like, wow you, I guess.
It definitely does. And so I want to talk to you about the role that you have in the cast of Wicked, because I'll admit, though I really enjoy it, I want to understand what your role is. You're part of the ensemble, but you also, you play the part of Glinda and Nessa Rose.
Yeah. And here's, you know what's so funny is this is going to work well for your audience too. I have a perfect analogy for what I do. So you know, with a football team, you got your first string quarterback. He's starting and it's great and he's ready. And there's because he has probably put in the time to play that role, or he's put in whatever. He has a connection to be first string. You know, everything's like worked out for the first string. But the second and third and fourth, we all know, is just as important, and they're just as talented. but maybe there's something, they're not there yet. They still got a little room to grow. So I consider myself the second-string quarterback to Glenda the Good.
If you keep up with sports, though, everybody's favorite person on the field is the backup quarterback. That's always the case.
No, well, I'm going to say this. Maybe I'm going to cause some drama. The principals, who I'm relating them to the first string. They are so talented and worthy and beautiful. They always are, and they always have a great show. But there is energy and such excitement when the second string, aka me, the understudy, comes in, messes up the flow, but in a good way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like exciting, and they're doing their plays because that's what I'm trying to make these sports analogies. I don't do Glenda the Good the way other girls do it. You know what I mean? We all have different ways we play the role. So I have my plays that work really well for me that are different than the girl that has her plays that she does it every night. So basically, in a nutshell, I'm the second string quarterback to Glenda the Good and Nessa Rose. But the only difference in this football analogy, this dear sports analogy, is I am on stage every night dancing in the ensemble. So you probably saw me as a dancer in the show. And so I am what they call an onstage understudy, because sometimes we have offstage understudies, and those are different words. We have a word that we call in the theater universe that we call a standby, and a standby is somebody who literally stands by. So she is not on stage every night, and we only have one in this production. Typically, they are for the leading roles. So on Broadway in New York, Glinda and Elphaba have a woman standing by for both of them. But out here on tour, we only have an Elphaba standby. So her role is to literally wait until she is needed. She's the second string too, essentially, like me. She's ready to go on. She went on last night. You know, she's ready to go on, but she does not perform every night like myself. And we also have things that we call swings. And swings are people waiting in the wings, essentially, as well, to go on. And swings are like your MVPs. They're like your, like, special sauce to, like, the company. Swings are people who stay off stage every single night but know everything. So there's swings that know every single ensemble track. There's swings that know the principles. And it's just all of these little pieces of glue that because we're human and we're athletes too, and we train and we train and we train, and we have 8 shows a week, which is absolutely crazy, but that's just what we do. That's our normal, you know what I mean? We don't bat an eye at doing 8 shows a week because that's what we're conditioned to do. But Tuesday through Sunday with one day off a week, we're athletes, you know, and I always talk to my dad about it because my dad is like you. He really did not know the arts until his 2 daughters decided to be dancers and in musical theater. And he would always take us to dance competitions here in Atlanta growing up. So he was exposed to the arts that way. And he will always look at me now. He's 60 now, so he'll always look at me and be like, dang, I did not realize my girl was going to be an athlete. I did not realize you were going to be a professional athlete. Because I just saw him recently, and he said, I can't believe you're in the pros. I can't believe you're in the pros.
That's so cool.
I'm in the pros. I'm in the pros of what I do.
That is so cool.
So all of that to say, there's people waiting in the wings to do everything. Make sure Wicked can keep going if we have people, you know, who need to take their time, need to take a day. Who knows? Maybe you have a migraine, you sprained an ankle, or you just want to be a human and take a personal day because you need to go to a wedding or, like, you know, something like that. So that's when me as an understudy or a standby or swing will go on. But we're always ready, and it's always very exciting.
No question, man. That's so cool. I bet your dad has, like, Dance Dad on the back of one of those stickers on the back. Like, my wife just added Charleston Baseball Mom to the back of her car.
I'm screaming.
That's so cool.
Yes, he's stuck through all of it, but he loves Wicked. So he's seen it so many times. Goodness gracious.
That's so cool, though. I love that. There's a dynamic, and my wife and her dad has it, and my son and my wife have it. There's just a dynamic when it's, you know, father, daughter, mother, son, that is unique and special, and I love that you have that with your dad, and I know my wife and her dad have it. They are thick as thieves. It's the most precious relationship. And of course she loves her and her mom have a great relationship too. But there's just something different about my wife and her dad's relationship. Is it that way for you too?
Yeah, it definitely is, especially now growing up. And, you know, I moved away at 18, which now at my age, I miss my family. You know, because when you're a kid, you're like, get me out of here. So I grew up in Athens, right outside of Atlanta. But I was here in Atlanta for a couple of years while Dad was coaching at Georgia Tech. But he retired because he had been in the game for, I think, oh gosh, basic math. I think over 10 years, maybe he hit 15 years, I think. And so he retired in 03. And I think my mom and my dad, the story went, where should we go? And my dad worked at Georgia Tech, or no, he worked at Georgia. And he went and got his master's at Georgia. So we had connections to the Georgia Bulldogs. And so this was back in 2003, and so I think this was before, like, Oconee County boomed. Because every time I'm home, Oconee County is huge, and there's tons of people, and there's all of these buildings. But back in 2003, it was not like that. It was lots of cows and farms.
Yeah.
And I think we had, like, two high schools, you know? And so, anyway, so all that being said, my dad, you know, that's the reason why we're out in Athens and why he was connected to my rock star. I will praise them all the time. Oconee Youth School Performance out in Oconee County, where I learned to truly be a pro. Because then when my dad retired, he got to watch my sister and I dance and sing and do musicals. And now, going back to the original question, now it's just super special because we just get to talk about my life as a professional, because he was a professional in his occupation for so long. And I'm very lucky that I had two parents who both actually pursued their dreams in terms of their careers. So the arts are fickle and the arts scare people. And I understand why, because money is important. And there is money to be had in my industry. There is great money to be made if you are a professional and you know how to do your craft. Yeah. But for lots of actors and for also a lot of creative people, money also doesn't dictate who they are as artists, and it certainly doesn't dictate me, but it just, you know, that's why I think it stuns parents a little bit and surprises parents when their children say, I want to go into the arts, because my mom put it very eloquently. We had no doubt in the world for you as a professional. We just didn't want to watch you have that artist struggle. We didn't want to watch you struggle. But my counter argument to that statement is there's always going to be a period in your life when you're a kid transitioning into an adult, a struggle. You have to figure it out. So,
That's all right. No, it's great. I love it.
You know, my parents didn't bat an eye. My mom was in the exercise industry for almost 30 years and pursued her career as a personal trainer. And now she does deep tissue fascia release therapy. So she's always been involved in the gym and personal performance and personal health and wealth, basically. Yeah. And then my dad, obviously, with football. So they both kind of looked at me at 18 when I said, I'm going to major in musical theater and I'm going to move to New York City. They literally were like, of course you are.
Go do
Have
it.
Fun.
Go do
yeah.
it. They were encouraging.
And
I love
know,
that.
I know that's not a lot of other employees of mine and acquaintances of mine through my career. I know that's not everyone's swan song, you know, so I just feel very lucky. And I know that all stems from, you know, my parents' background and especially my dad. So yeah, going back to do you have a special relationship with him? Yeah, it's just so cool because he wants to know all the plays. He wants to know what goes on backstage. He wants to know, you know, what I went through that night. So it's really cool to like communicate with him at this stage because he'll riff on his football vocabulary, which I feel like I know way more about football than baseball. So
that's
we can
fine.
Get to that in a second.
No, that's perfect.
And then I can tell him all of my performer vernacular and my performer vocabulary of what we go through. So there's always things to talk about, and it's always fun, you know, to talk to him about it.
Talking to Jackie Ray, she's from the cast of Wicked, which you can see at the Fox Broadway across Atlanta on the Braves Country podcast. It's fascinating to me because when you talk about the comparison of football and the arts, there are a lot. I mean, it's all about timing. It's all about cues. No different than a football play. So I would imagine that your dad was really open to that when he saw the way that these things are put together. He was like, I recognize what you're doing. This timing has to be perfect.
Yeah, exactly. So, because you know what it is, too, and you can now you can now understand what I'm saying because you've now seen the show. And for those people out there listening who have or have not seen a big Broadway show, it's also about safety, too. We have plays backstage all the time, and they all are about the crew. The crew is so intricate to musical theater and theater, and not even musical theater, theater in general, professional theater. When you're working with huge sets like we have, and you're working with huge props and costumes, and there's a million people on stage, safety is priority. So what's really cool, and I'm trying to think what would we would relate this to football. Maybe just coaches off stage. Oh, there we go. So coaches that stand on the sideline and they're making the plays. They have the headsets. They're connected to the box. Everyone's talking. We have that backstage. I'm not sure if anybody knows that.
No, probably not.
That is the reason why we are working and everything looks so seamless and everybody is so safe. It's because we know what we're doing as the players, because if you think about the football team as the cast, we're the cast performing on stage, and we're the players who know what to do. We know the plays, but in terms of the flow and the tempo of the show, it's set by what people in our industry that we call the stage managers, and they are so important, and they are three people. So if we talk about Wicked, for example, they're three people who are backstage. You will never see them because their role is to not be on stage, just like how the coaches aren't in the middle of the field. The stage managers are backstage. We have three of them or four of them, give or take the night, at all times at all different stations of the theater. And one of them is off stage, what we call the call box. So they're making, back to terms, they're making the plays. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they sit in front of this big Bible of the script. So Wicked, what you hear and what you see, translate that to words on a page, starting with all of the dialogue, starting with all of the music, and they have a big Bible in front of them, and then they have little codes and little phrases and little different colors of cues, and it's basically a playbook. It's basically they're communicating to so many different parts. They're communicating to our lighting technicians who are in the back of the house lighting the show, because everything's live and in real time. Nothing is just set.
Including the music, right?
Yes. They're communicating exactly to what you were saying, to the orchestra. So our conductor who conducts the show in real time, they're conducting us as singers on stage and they're conducting the orchestra. They are communicating to them. They're communicating to the spot operators because we have spots in the show. They're communicating to the sound deck, the soundboard, because they're mixing us as singers in real time. So they are truly saying, I'm in charge, and this is my play, and let's have a successful game. Go. And if it's not up to that stage manager, we wouldn't be able to perform. There would be no way we could just wing it. And then we also have two stage managers on stage left and stage right. So we have wing space. If you're looking at the stage in the proscenium from head on, like you are in the audience, there's space on stage left and stage right for everything to happen. So for quick changes into costumes, for props, for set pieces, everything's waiting in the wings, essentially. That phrase is true. Everything is waiting in the wings before you go on stage. So we have a stage manager on stage left and stage right, and then normally somebody's in the office away from the stage in an office somewhere. And everyone's connected via headset, and that is so true of football because all of my dad's pictures, you know, of him growing up.
Wearing a headset.
And he's got the headset. He's screaming. He's screaming to somebody that play was stupid, you know. Like, and they do the same thing. They all communicate. And it's also really important for us as performers because sometimes we are left blind. And especially with us on tour, where as opposed to the Broadway company sits down and basically gets their smoke break because we get to tour and we have to move every 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 weeks, depending on how long that theater booked us. So we're always moving. The theaters are always different. And we also have local crew from each city come and help us with the backstage rigors of pushing the set pieces on the fly rails, making sure everything goes. So we are so left blind and trusting that everything's going to be okay. And it's up to our stage managers to make sure that, like, the stasis is good. The stasis is fine. Like, the flow of Wicked is good tonight. And it's all based on our coaches, so basically our stage managers. So There's lots of sports analogies, but we just call them different things that you guys wouldn't know about.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Jackie Ray is who we're talking to. She's the ensemble cast for Wicked that's at the Fox Theater here in Atlanta. My wife Laura and I saw it. It is incredible. If you've not, you need to. So let me ask you a really tough question, Jackie. This is gonna be one of the things knock your socks off.
Oh dear.
Who are you cheering for? You went to North Oconee High School. You live in Athens, or your family lives in Athens, yet your dad coached at Georgia Tech, but he got his degree from Georgia. Who are you cheering for? Is it Dogs or Jackets? I know, because you graduated from TCU. I was going to throw that in there, but I didn't know if I should, and I'm glad that you did.
Let me give you the rankings. It's whoever's playing the game that I'm watching. I'll go, oh, yeah, I'll root for them.
I love it. The conundrum is then what happens if Georgia Tech's playing, or like in the national championship, TCU-Georgia?
TCU and Georgia, that was so tough. Oh, that was tough. Because I kind of wanted my little underdog, my TCU Big 12, to win against Georgia. Because I was like, Georgia's been winning too much. They've been winning.
They hadn't won a national championship in 40 years prior to that. You know what I mean?
So, I'm kidding. I know.
No, I know. It's so much fun. But did you grow up a Georgia fan? Did you, or were you a Tech fan when you were a kid?
I was. I have to say, I really remember rooting for Navy, actually, when I was a kid, because my dad spent 6 years at the Naval Academy coaching. And that was when, I was really young, but kind of coming into the young kid phase. So I was either, 6 or 7. And so I really remember going to those football games. He did such a short stint at Georgia Tech that, yes, technically, I was a Georgia Tech fan, but now, oh my gosh, I mean, we've been in Athens since 2003. I live there. I love downtown Athens. My sister got her undergrad at Georgia. I am a Dogs fan, I have to say.
Okay.
I go Dogs, and they're also not doing too bad for themselves these days.
They seem all right.
They seem to be doing okay. So every time I see that Georgia red, I get a little happy.
I understand.
But I have to say, since I went to school and, I experienced having a football college, which I have to say, there was a chance as me as the performer, because I went and I applied and I auditioned for so many schools to go to school for theater. It's actually more competitive than you'd think. They only take about 6 or 7 people in each program. So you not only have to get into the school academically, but then you have to get into their program artistically. So you have 2 hurdles to get into to go to school for theater. But I auditioned for a lot of conservatories or a lot of just very concentrated, universities around the country that don't have athletic programs. And for some reason, the universe dragged me back to TCU by my hair, because my whole family laughed so hard when I said, I'm going to TCU. They just thought it was the funniest thing, because my dad had coached there. And weirdly enough, I was born there.
So oh, wow.
That's what was going on when my dad was at TCU back in the early 90s. That's when they had me. And so I don't remember TCU because I was so newly placed on this earth.
Right. The good Lord just brought you in.
Yes. Yes. And so I don't really remember TCU that well, but I have to say, if I'm watching ball, I am rooting for TCU first, and then it'll be my Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay.
Second.
I think that's a fair statement. I think that's a good one too.
Because my sister, who actually is an alma mater of Georgia's, will always look at me and laugh and say, "You can't do that. I went there and you did it."
She claims it on you.
She, yes, definitely. So she can take Georgia. I'll take TCU.
All right, then. That's fair enough. All right. So, well, let's move then to baseball. Do you keep up with the Braves at all since y'all are here in town? I mean, Athens is definitely a Braves area. I mean, the whole southeastern United States is kind of Braves country, and that's the name of this podcast that we do.
I know. I believe that you all are probably very good with the Atlanta Braves. Did you guys win something last year or in the last 5 years?
Yeah, in 2021, the World Series in 2021.
Yes, you guys won the World. That's right. Because I remember I was on tour. I've been on tour for 4 years. So I was, oh gosh, I think I was in Cleveland, Ohio, when you all won. And I was just like, yay, a ring.
Yay, Braves.
Yes. Not the, what's the pro team over in Cleveland?
Oh, the Indians baseball. Are now the Guardians.
Yes, the Guardians. Yes. I was like, does anyone celebrate that here? And everyone looked at me like it was crazy.
No. Well, no, especially there, because in 1995, the Braves beat the then Cleveland Indians in the World Series. And let me tell you, so that would have been the worst folks to ask.
Oh my gosh, and I did. I asked everyone.
That's why you're getting those cross looks. They're like, ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am, sit down.
That's so funny, though.
So funny.
Your dad, family, do they keep up with the Braves? They get down to the Battery, Atlanta, which is incredible if you've not visited.
I haven't. I'm the worst. I'm about to at myself on your podcast. I enjoy the Braves, and I really enjoy watching on TV, but growing up here in Georgia, because I moved out of away from Georgia 18. Mm-hmm. I made it to one Braves game, I believe. I think I was in high school.
Okay.
I don't know. It was some, but I want to come back. But of course, I'm looking at the Braves schedule. Of course, we have performances when they're playing. So I'm like, okay, I guess that's not going to work. But like, you guys have one tonight, right? Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Game. Yeah.
Well, I have Wicked, so I guess I'll see you later.
Yeah, right. Well, but then, though, now that we're connected a little bit and you've been on the show, we have access to tickets here at the Braves Radio Network. So when you want to go, we'll get you set up, and that way on a day off. Which day's off for the cast? Is that like Monday, Tuesday maybe, or Sunday, Monday?
Only Monday. Yeah.
Okay, so if there's a Monday game and you're in town, then we will get you fixed up. We will make sure you get to a Braves game because the Battery Atlanta is incredible. Incredible. There's hundreds of teams that come to Atlanta just to check out the Battery Atlanta to be able to take it back and try to emulate it where they are, including Boston. They're doing something up at Fenway. They're building like a new thing around the stadium at Fenway in Boston where there's like 8 new buildings, but they came here to kind of get an idea.
Oh, that is so cool. Because when we were in Boston, we played Boston last summer in 2022, and I thought Fenway was so cool.
It is.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to make a visit or a tour to what did you say it's called?
The Battery.
The Battery. All right.
The Battery
my
Atlanta.
My off day next week.
There you go.
See you there.
All right, then we'll get it all squared away. We'll get you all fixed up. But another thing, and we'll wrap here in just a couple of minutes, but another thing is you're a black belt in Taekwondo. When I think of a Broadway actress, I typically don't think karate or Taekwondo for that matter.
Yeah, I typically don't either. The story goes like this. I was young, and my parents, being both very active individuals, always wanted my sister and I to have a extracurricular activity. They'd always look at us and say, you can choose. You have full discretion as a baby to choose which movement of your body you're going to have this year. So my sister at a young age said, I want to dance. So she went into dance classes when she was really young, which typically most people in my profession started when they were young. And I was super shy and I was super just afraid of everything. Not sure when that all phased out, but I was just that shy kid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just scared of everybody. Dad would have his football players over for dinner and they would be 12 times bigger than you. And I would just be like, who are you? And you know, those are my early memories of just being terrified. And so I just remember I tried dance and it was not for me, ironically enough. And because I didn't want to be in front of people. But later on, I tried soccer, I tried gymnastics, you know, all these things. And Taekwondo actually stuck. There was something about the rigors of that sport is very disciplined, but it's also very calm. So I wonder, like Taekwondo and Chi and Karate, like it's very Eastern. It's very like concentrating and quiet and beautiful. It's an art form, really. And so when I was young, I think I started Taekwondo when I was in third grade. It was just my why, my reason of like what got me out of bed as a kid. I just really loved some of the stuff that goes into Taekwondo, which now as an adult, I'm looking back on it and I'm thinking to myself, Taekwondo prepared me to be a professional dancer because you're going through the belts and you're in the ranks. Yeah, you got to do crazy things in Taekwondo. So I then eventually stuck with it through the whole program and I got my black belt in seventh grade. And then by that point, I wasn't so shy anymore. And I knew that I wanted to do dance for real this time. And I looked at my mom and I think I said something so cliche like, okay, I did it. I'm the best, but I'm also ready to not be with the boys.
Okay.
But at that point, there was not a lot of women who did Taekwondo at that level. So all of my peers were men or boys. So I was really excited to try to like transition into something that had a little bit more women, which typically dance has a little bit more women. And yeah, so it took a couple of years and I went around and I competed in Taekwondo. And I was the best at what they call form, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Nobody kill me. I'm not quite sure I remember that.
So I assume you don't practice anymore.
No, okay. No. Baby Jackie could have beat you up, but now at 29, I don't know if I could.
Okay, well, good.
I just believe everything happens for a reason. And I was too painfully shy to be a performer when I was young. My sister was ready. She said, put me on that center stage. I'm ready. I'll belt it out, baby. But that was not me. But I think Taekwondo gave me the strength to come out of my shell. Because it requires you to be loud and in charge and to be strong and confident. But it also gave me a really great tool, which is called, you know, all of us that are athletes, our bodies are the reasons why we get to do anything. And so it gave me a really great foundation, though I wasn't dancing at a young age. I was training my body to be extremely flexible and extremely fit and strong in Taekwondo. So then when I transitioned that year to be a dancer, I already had a great flexible and strong body, which is why I think it worked really well. And it wasn't that, because don't get me wrong, I had to play catch up for about a year and a half to get back to the level that my age group was because I didn't have any of that training. But I did private dance lessons for a year and a half to understand the technology or understand the technique of dance and understand the vocabulary of what's a plie, what's a tendu, what's a jeté, you know, all the little dance terms that we use. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so Taekwondo for a while and
ruled the world.
Yeah, oh my gosh. My friends that now know me at my age, they all, whenever they learn that, they look at me and they think, what? Glenda the Good has a black belt?
That's fantastic, though. No, I love that. That's so good. Jackie Reyes, who we're talking to, she's from the cast of Wicked that you can see at the Fox Theater here in Atlanta. Do not miss it. Make sure you go see it. I have gone with my wife, and it is spectacular. Couple more things, and then we'll let you go because we're running a little long. But I know your faith's important to you, and we talk about that on this show all the time. My faith is so very important to me. And I know our faith is tested all the time in different ways, but is that something that in theater everybody's cool with, or is that something you keep very quiet and personal? How do you go about that?
Yeah, it's definitely our own walks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think we were called as Christians to not be boastful about that.
Amen.
So I try to live my life with the light that we all understand as believers. You know what I'm saying? And I try to maneuver my way as a professional actor in a way that gets people curious, but not in their face.
Right.
So, because I know my journey and why I'm at Wicked and all the little in-betweens and what's after Wicked is going to be in my purpose, in my why. That's through my creator that I believe in.
Yeah.
And it gives me something at work that feels a little bit bigger than myself, which I'm so thankful for, because I think if I have also the personality, I think I would have been completely lost in the sauce. You know what I mean? Like completely lost in the artistic realm if I didn't have my 2 feet on the ground. So I'm super, it's a very precious subject to me. And it's not a subject that I run around town But if I interact with individuals who are different than myself, I'm so happy that I do, because one, I feel like I love people even harder who are different than me. I feel like I love people who think differently than me. I love getting challenged as well and hearing other people's perspectives and experiencing other worldly perspectives, because they don't know this, but it grows my faith.
Right. You know, no, I can see that. Look, so, as a Christian, I know exactly what you mean.
So, you know, I adore what I do, and I adore that there's hidden, you know, all of us believe different things, and I fully support that, and I fully understand that. And it's so fun, though, to see and find my believers of faith in the environments that I do. Like, for example, my small group at Wicked is meeting this morning.
Oh,
so
great.
We have company members in the show that we meet every Friday, and we talk about what we need to do to keep going, and we pray over each other. So it's extremely important. I think the arts are from God. You
me
know?
Too.
And it's completely God-given gifts. Excuse me. And so, yeah, it's something that's very important to me, and it's something that fuels me as an artist. But I got to tell you, it's something that it's my why when I walk into a space. I want people to meet me and think, why is she the way she is? Why is she doing that? What is that? And if I can get people curious, that's what I'm here to do. You know what I mean? And nothing has distracted me from my walk. If anything,
that.
It's grown me. And if anything, God placed me in New York City for a freaking reason.
Like,
and I know that to be true.
Absolutely.
So yeah, if anything, I feel these days, the more I'm aging, the more I'm understanding what it is, you know? And it's because of I'm thrown in completely crazy different circumstances and scenarios and environments. And, you know, they're all tests. They are all things to better you as a Christian, in my opinion.
I agree.
And so, yeah, it's something that's very special to me. It's something that's very important to me and our occupation. And I'm going to argue it's in a lot of occupations, not just the arts. But there is an absence. So you just gotta roll with the punches and not take it personally and pray over everyone and love everyone. And all my very best friends out on this show, we all think and feel different things. So I think that's also extremely important.
Oh, me too. I love the way you summarize it. I love the way you put it. I can hear the passion in your voice. And that's so encouraging to me. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate you asking.
Yeah, of course. Talking to Jackie Ray. Last question on the Braves Country podcast. She's part of the cast of Wicked that you can see at the Fox. This may be the most important question I'll ask you. What's your favorite places to eat when you are home?
So when I'm in Athens, I love Mama's Boy. Have you been?
I'm not, but it's going to be on the list. I'm going.
Great. There's two. There's the original one downtown near the stadium. It's so good. I just love a biscuit. I don't know what it is.
It's because they're delicious. That's what it is.
Yes, exactly. And so Mama's Boy in Athens and down here from the Fox, I just had it literally two nights ago. Because my friend who wasn't from here, this is his birthday, I said I literally know exactly where to take you. Mary Max.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. They are doing something so right there.
Yeah. The pot liquors are so good. Everything there. Mary Max Tea Room is legendary in Atlanta.
It's legend. How old is it? Do you know?
Oh, hang on. I'm standing in front of a computer, so I'm going to look it up. But it's been there for years. Mary Max Tea Room. 1945.
No, well, that is why it is so good. You can just tell it's like family legacy. You know what I mean? Like family recipes. And it slaps every time. I had it because, ironically enough, I played Wicked here at the Fox back in 2019. So I'm back. And so the first time we were here, that's all we ate. And now the second time here, history is repeating itself, and that's all me and my friends are eating.
I love it. There you go.
Nothing like just heavy food before you go and perform.
I don't know how you do it, because I would need a large nap.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's always great to just hear someone that just lives life with such a smile on their face, and you can hear it coming through the phone. So
thank you.
It's a pleasure to spend time with you. We wish you nothing but the best in your career with Wicked, and then whatever the good Lord has for you next. And we're going to get you to a Braves game, too. That's important.
Thank you. Oh, that all sounds like a plan. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for supporting the arts and sports.
Yeah,
I love them both.
Absolutely. Jackie Ray, she is part of the ensemble cast there for Wicked Atlanta. Jackie, thanks so much. We hope you have the best day, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.